This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Or you can check us out online. GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. That's GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Today we are going through just kind of what we do in the office, a little bit about myself, serving purposes, potential, you know, why I got in to do what I do. We talked a little bit last week just about what that looked like, shared some amazing testimonies. If you missed that, you can always go back and re-listen. Or if you're just like, hey, that was so great, I want to hear it again. freedom95.us. Or what you can do is go to podcast, Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. It's Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. You can download them, subscribe, follow, rate, whatever you desire on your heart, you can follow up with. Now, a little bit about Greenwood Family Chiropractic. I realized when I had started chiropractic school, and if you missed last week, the reason why... I'm going to share this 2 weeks in a row. The reason why I started chiropractic school, because I said, oh, I have a pre-medicine and biology double major. Also, there are very cute boys here. So if I don't want to be a chiropractor, I can maybe get my MRS degree. Get it? MRS, Mrs. So maybe I could find a husband. But I didn't find a husband there. I found him elsewhere. But I did get my degree, and I realized about halfway through school, I said, man, I like this, but I'm just not super passionate about it. And I had a group of colleagues, and they just loved chiropractic. They loved the principal. They loved, they were the best adjusters we had in our class, you know, because you all start at level playing fields. And they knew more about the principle of chiropractic, and they could speak and communicate better. And their adjustments were so much better. And they knew more about nutrition. And I said, what are you doing? They said, oh, we're with Max Living. And I said, I think I want to do that. And I did. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is where my passion comes from. I want to help people, but I don't want to be a glorified Advil. You know, sometimes people come in there like, oh, you know, my back hurts. You're like, but here's the thing. You can take an over-the-counter pain medication and it's going to work faster and it's likely going to be less expensive. But the problem is it's a quick fix. It doesn't get down to the root cause of the problem. And that's where I realized I wanted to get down to the root causes of people's problems, and I wanted to be a solution, not a Band-Aid. Solution, not a Band-Aid. That's kind of a big deal, right? And that's why we really look at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We look at the five essentials. We look at... nutritional deficiencies. We look at the nervous system and actually correcting the structure of the spine. What we do in the office, only 2% of chiropractors in the world do. Interestingly enough, I just got back a couple weeks ago. I led an advanced training out in Estes Park in Colorado, right near Denver. I led 40 other chiropractors. You know, and what's awesome about that is that I'm actually leaving in 2 more weeks and going through more advanced structural correction. You know, so how to work with changing the structure of the spine, reduction of scoliosis, pelvic unleveling, restoration of curvature, reversing degeneration, stop the aging in the spine. This is what we specialize in. So when you hear of degenerative disc disease, osteoarthritis, spinal stenosis, this is what we specialize in. Cause, getting to the cause of the problem. You know, Max Mind, empowering people to be able to make the best decisions. You know, all of those things, it's so great. So continuing a learning process as well for myself so that we can be and exemplify the best at what we do. And again, I don't want to be a Band-Aid. I want to be a solution. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. But before we do, I still have some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
For today's Health in the News, microplastics in drinking water don't appear to pose health risks, the World Health Organization says. You guys know I don't agree with a lot of these health and news, and that's why we talk about them. I'd have to say about 5% of the time when we have a health in the news, I'm like, look at what I agree with. Most of the time I'm like, here's why this is shenanigans. And I feel like this very clearly is one of them. Microplastics in drinking water don't appear to pose health risk, quote unquote, World Health Organization says. So they go on to speak about how they may be in the oceans, rivers, and ice, but there's little evidence to suggest that microplastics in the water we drink pose a risk to our health. In its first review on health risks of plastics in tap water and bottled water, the World Health Organization said that microplastics, quote unquote, don't appear to pose a health risk at current levels, end quote. But the key finding came with a big caveat. The review said available information was limited and more research was needed on microplastics and how they affect human health. They said we urgently need to know more about the health impact of microplastics because they are everywhere, including in our drinking water. World Health Organization said it did not recommend routine monitoring of microplastics in drinking water and said that concerns over microplastics should not distract water suppliers and regulators from removing microbial pathogens such as deadly diarrheal diseases. You ready for this? They said it's not a hazard, but it's not necessarily harmless. In its analysis, the World Health Organization, who looked at three potential hazards linked in microplastics: the physical particles, chemicals, and the microorganisms that may attach themselves to the microplastics. Based on the limited evidence available, chemicals and microbial pathogens were a low concern for human health. Microplastics larger than 150 micrometers are not likely to be absorbed in the human body, and uptake of smaller particles is expected to be limited. Absorption of very small microplastics, include the nano size range, may however be higher. It added that there were insufficient information to draw conclusion on the toxicity of nanoparticles, but no reliable information suggested it's a concern. They said, to date, there are no data available to show that microplastics pose a hazard to human health. However, this does not necessarily mean that they are harmless. It is therefore essential to understand how and where exposure to microplastics is most likely and to understand any possible health risk as a result of exposure. The report also emphasizes, while the risk of microplastics through ingestion in water may be low, there's a continuous need to reduce plastic input into the environment at its source to prevent the problem from becoming worse. One recent study suggested that we're ingesting an average of 5 grams of plastic every week, the equivalent of a credit card. Again, one study suggests that we're ingesting an average of 5 grams of plastic every week, the equivalent of a credit card. Guys, when we talk about drinking water, the quality counts. When we talk about eating food, the quality counts. When we talk about taking supplement, quality counts. Quality. It is a big deal. They said it's important to put concerns about exposure to microplastics from drinking water into context. We're widely exposed to microplastics in our daily lives via a number of wide sources. Drinking's just one of them. Somehow, like, that lessens it. They're like, oh, don't worry about all the microplastics in your water. You get microplastics everywhere. No big deal. So They go on to talk about it's important to address the significant health issues of inadequate or untreated water, people globally. So they're like, hey, I just want to let you know, don't really worry about the microplastics, but also we don't really know if it's a problem. Like, what? When you talk about, okay, so let's, when we talk about microplastics, like little pieces, they did a study, like a recent study, and they looked at the effects of microplastics on laboratory animals. And when fed to the mice, right, when they ingested it, the microplastics accumulated in their liver, kidneys, intestines, and increased the levels of oxidative stress molecules in the liver. They also increased the level of a molecule that may be toxic to the brain. Hi. Like, that's kind of a big deal, right? And so when we're like, hey, drink all of this water, and people say, oh, no, I don't mind drinking tap water, you should. That's a big deal. What we do at our home is we have a reverse osmosis. We moved into a pretty old farmhouse a couple years back, and we are on well and septic. And so the first thing that we did when we moved in this house, I kid you not, before we had any boxes unpacked, I was on the phone with a company to get a reverse osmosis system in the house. So we have a reverse osmosis that we drink. Now, it takes out everything, the good and the bad. So the one caveat, if you will, to that is that it takes out a lot of those trace minerals. Well, so great. I'm going to find other sources to get trace minerals. So we enter trace minerals back into our water. We make sure that we look at Celtic or pink Himalayan sea salt. There are trace minerals, 84 different trace minerals through there. Again, we've got liquid drop trace minerals, so we add it back in. But I'm telling you that it is such a peace of mind to know that, hi, I can have 100 plus ounces a day of water and it's not full of microplastics that are accumulating in my brain, my liver, my kidneys, my intestines. You know, these are the things that we look at the big picture when we say, hey, we have to look at the big picture of what health looks like. And one of those aspects is the nervous system, right? That's what I do as a chiropractor, as a doctor of chiropractic. And then the secondary one is, hey, we have all of these problems. Hormone imbalance, what does that look like? We know plastics alter chemicals. Here it's saying it literally accumulates in liver function. So it's like, hey, do you have a need for detoxification? Do you need more antioxidants because of the massive levels of oxidative stress from the microplastics that you have in your water that the World Health Organization knows about and says, hey, you know what? We know that there's microplastics. It's not a hazard, but it's not necessarily harmless, though. Be empowered. Right? Be educated, be empowered, learn so that you can take your health into your own hands. Now, when we come back, I'm going to share a true testament to what we do in the office that is closest and near and dear to my heart. You won't want to miss it.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. My power's turned up. Starting right now, I'll be strong. I'll put my fights on. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Also, you can locate us online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. I've said that phone number about a million times. And for the last 2 weeks, my brain has been broken and I have given people the wrong phone number. So I'll double check on there. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. My mind about 80% of the time. And the other 20, I will laugh at losing it. I have small kids, so I feel like the people out there listening can resonate with me that sometimes you put your pants on inside out, You have to double check to make sure you have a shirt on before you leave the house. I have actually almost left my house without shoes. Legitimately. Oh, man. You have to do the double check to make sure you like count like all the kids. And I knew I was doing that, especially when my husband was deployed. I was doing it maybe too often because I would say one, two kids. I have two kids, one, two kids. And my two-year-old would say, two kids, mom, two kids. I'm like, yes, I have two kids. But I'll tell you, I haven't left one yet. So not to say what the future holds, but right now I have not left any kids anywhere yet. Now, okay, back to square one. I'm sorry about that. So for me, you know, oftentimes it's awesome because we find passion in what we do. And throughout, I realized that the reason why what I do will be always the same and forever changing, right? Which sounds kind of like an oxymoron. And it's always the same because the principle is still there. People deserve to serve their potential. And it's so oftentimes that I see people who walk through our front doors at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, and I see them and I see how miserable they are. And sometimes it's big, right? Sometimes, you know, they're crawling into the office because they're in pain, and they've had this pain for decades, but it's to the point now where they can't function with everyday life. Some people just walk in and they say, something's not right. Something's not right. I know something's not right. And I've gone, I've had blood work and they can't find anything, but I know deep down something's not right. And I don't know what it is. And I don't know where to go. Can you help me? And there are other people who have been diagnosed, right? They have been diagnosed and they don't know how to navigate through what that looks like to make changes in their life. So that's why I you know, initial exam and consultation is so great because I get to kind of, it's fact finding. Where are you? What do you need help with? So that's always the same because we get to be along that journey of people as their health starts to transform. And it's always changing because of the reasons why, you know, those always change. I went through a family member who, you know, got the cancer diagnosis. I share often with patients in the office that a big why for me, why I do what I do, is my mom. My mom was in a car accident when she was in her 20s. And I remember for a while, just struggled with some pain. I remember I might have to ask her because I don't really know why. She saw a neurologist for a while, and this is before she even had her hand tremor, but they had her in traction. So literally that traction, it was over the door traction, but where she would sit in a chair and she would put this strap around her face, she had this big heavy bag on the other side and it was like straight up traction. You know, in hindsight, I look at that and I'm like, that's taking the curve out of her neck when everything that like we do is to work to get the curvature back in your neck the way it's supposed to be. It's considered the arc of life. But a couple of years back, you know, she started with this hand tremor. You know, it was mild, subtle. They did a lot of testing to kind of figure out where the tremor came from. Was it like, you know, Parkinson's diagnosis? Was it a neurodegenerative diagnosis? And went through a lot of that. Couldn't really find anything. All the tests came back kind of not with a diagnosis. You know, and fast forward a couple more years, it kept getting worse. And, you know, more recently, I'm like, hey, mom, you have to get in with a chiropractor that corrects the structure, you know, because she was like, well, I see a chiropractor. And I'm like, well, that's great. Has he taken x-rays of your spine? She said, well, no, I don't need x-rays. I said, do you need x-rays? She said, well, I don't know. Well, we found our doc who actually went in and took x-rays. She has lost the curvature in her neck. She's phase 3 degeneration, bone on bone. in her lumbar and spine, she has a fused degenerative scoliosis. I said, man, the way that they were adjusting her, where like you do a lot of the twisting, you know, I'll tell you what, if you've got bone spurs, osteophytes, degenerative disc disease, there are different ways that you need to be adjusted, you know, and not all doctors know that. And not all doctors take that extra step. It's just like if you walk into the doctor's office and you say, hey, you know, I'm not feeling good. And they're like, oh, here, just try this pill. We'll see what happens. Right? Like, well, what's it for? We're just, I don't know, like maybe your liver enzymes are off. I don't, just, but try it. See how it goes. Come back when, if you feel good, then it'll come back. But if you don't feel good, come back and we'll try another pill. And you're like, or you could just do blood work, right? You can literally go in, do blood work and see exactly what's going on. You know, same thing. Why do dentists take x-rays? Because you can see something that you can't see with the naked human eye. Why would a chiropractor ever take an x-ray? People always get really confused. They're like, I thought you were holistic. I am. I'm very holistic. We're never going to take an x-ray that's not warranted or needed. That being said, if you have a tremor in your hand, that's a neurological sign. Why has no one ever looked at the bones that surround and protect your nervous system? So they looked. Yeah, her spine's absolutely terrible. But what's interesting about all of that is that not only had she started living the five essentials, making nutritional changes, you know. So, you know, when she went to the doctor, they run a bunch of tests initially. This is like initially. They'd run several tests, put her on a bunch of medication. A year later, she started having a lot of symptoms, digestion. She's really lethargic, started having headaches, went back, ran more tests, put her on more medication. She finally came to me and said, this is just not a way to live. She said, I have to do something to take control of my health because I understand that no one is going to care for my health more than I do. And so she started living the five essentials in an office similar to what we do out here, out in Iowa. And she's lost 25 pounds. She to this day is medication free. Her tremor is not gone, but it is much improved, you know, and it's awesome. I saw her a couple months ago. She had come out for a long weekend and said, you know, she's playing with my kids, the ones I've never forgotten anywhere yet. She's out there playing with my kids. And she said, hey, you know what? Like, I would have never been able to do this 5 years ago, to get on the floor, to swing on the swing set. She said, this has given me back quality of life. You know, and that's when I got my mom back. And so for me, I just think about all the people who are alongside of people who have lost their health. If they've lost their health and the loved ones are supporting them, if that's you who's listening and you've lost your health and you don't know where to find it, you know, like that's what we do. That's what we do. We're doctors of causes. We're not Band-Aids. We find the solution. And it's digging, you know, and I'd love to say it's just this simple path that you walk in and you're like, yep, here's exactly what you need. It's just not, you know, like that's why we're so highly educated. That's why we go on training. That's why, you know, I as a doctor train other doctors, and it's because we're continuing to learn. And so it's like, hey, here's our first step. Here's our first step. How's it going? Great. What do we need to do next? You know, is that going really well? Then let's keep doing it. It's not, let's troubleshoot. Do we need to add something? Do we need to do some additional testing? Is it something that, right? So like every person is different, but that's why we get to come in and go through initial exam, consultation. What's going on? How can we help you? What are your health goals? What have you tried? What has succeeded? What has failed? You know, that's what we do. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. 317-893-2853. Initial exam and consultation, if you've come from the radio, is just $25. We can figure out a little bit more what's going on, how we can help you, but inevitably be alongside of that journey to help you meet your health goals. We've got more great stuff when we come back.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Everything comes alive.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. That's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today, we are talking about just kind of what we do in the office. It's great to be able to see all the changes that we get to be alongside of for people. And that's one thing that I want to share with you today. We have a great person to share some of the transformation that they've been able to see and how that's affected their life. So I want to welcome Evelyn. Thanks so much for coming on.
You're welcome. Anytime.
I am so excited to be able to share kind of the health journey, because we've been sharing people's health journeys and more of my health journeys, but just kind of the health journey that you've been on. So tell me a little bit about what you experienced before you started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic.
Okay. I have been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, regular arthritis, vertigo, and thyroid issues. And have been dealing with those for many years, taking at least one and sometimes two medications for each one of these conditions I've been diagnosed with, along with severe neck pain, lower back pain, and constant headaches all the time.
So what was life like when you were on all those medications, back pain? Did it enable you to do anything?
I didn't hardly do anything at all. I had no energy, didn't even want to get out of bed every day. Everything was very bleak. I really didn't do much with my family at all, because if it wasn't one thing in pain, it was another thing in pain. There was no real quality of life there at all. Basically just sat around.
And so how did you get started at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
I have a friend that started there, and she came, and for the first month, she just talked and talked and talked and talked and talked until I finally said, okay, I'll go. Not promising anything, but I'll go.
I feel like so many people in the office were like, so how'd you start? And they're like, my husband, my friend, you know what I mean? Like, we're a great referral office. And I think it's because once people feel better and they get results, they want to share that with the people that they love, their friends, their families, their loved ones, you know? So what are some of the changes now that you've seen since being under care at Greenwood Family Chiropractic?
Well, the first change that came about was within the first three visits. I no longer had pain in my neck for the first time in 20 years. And I was sold at that point. I just couldn't believe it. And since that time, I have lost weight.
But hold on. Because I've seen this process. So I feel like you're trying to gloss over, like, oh, I've just, you know, a couple LBs down. Like, you started really digging in, changing your lifestyle, living the five essentials, getting adjusted. How much weight have you lost?
I have lost close to 20 pounds.
So great. So
and
what else?
Just so much more energy. I have absolutely no pain whatsoever. None.
Which is awesome.
And the biggest thing is that by the end of about 9 months, I was off all medications except for my one for my thyroid, and that one was the one I was the most scared to get off of. And I procrastinated, and I prayed about it, and I decided, that's it, it's got to go. And even though it's not the right way to do it, I just cold turkeyed it. I did let my doctor know what I was doing.
I was going to say, we don't take you off medication. We don't take you off medication.
I did it myself. Talked with my doctor. She knew what I was doing. And I just cold turkeyed it. And I didn't say anything until I absolutely knew that I wasn't going to have any kind of problems and issues with it. And for me, I didn't. And that was probably the... I actually call it my birthday of never having to take prescription medications again. The only thing I take is the women's multivitamin now.
Yeah. You're a drug-free warrior. And I think that just speaks, I always tell people, like, we don't take people off medication. They always talk with their primary care physician.
Right.
But, you know, it's one that when, and you looked at numbers, like you looked at lab values throughout, did you not?
Yes.
So I think that's noteworthy for people, but because it's one where you're just not like, hey, I'm going to go off my medication. I'll watch all these numbers just go crazy because medicine has a time and a place. But I think what speaks volumes is that as you're going through this process, you had that lab work and you talked to your doctor. And now to this day, how many medications are you on?
I just take the woman's daily multivitamin. That's it.
You're drug free. You're just taking some great supplements.
I am. I take no medications but that. And I feel so much better all the way around.
So you shared with me. So now let's talk about this. With all of those changes being said, what does life and that quality of life look like now for you?
Oh my goodness. It is so different. I can, I have 6 grandkids. I can stay up with all 6 of them now. Mm-hmm. I can do things with them I never have been able to do before. It used to really, really bother me. We go camping, and it used to really, really bother me to go on the long trips or even go on the camping trips. It doesn't even faze me now. Last year, for the first time, I actually went tubing down a river with absolutely no pain, no nothing after it. And this year I went kayaking. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't in a fast flow river. It's where you had to paddle. And I had absolutely no pain in my neck and across my shoulders, arms, nothing. And it was an hour and a half trip.
That's awesome. I think, you know, when your body starts to function better, when it starts to heal better, like, you're doing it, and you look at if this is what, you know, life looks like now as you continue to keep investing in your health. Imagine what that's going to continue to look like now. Fast forward 5 years and in 10 years, like what life looks like then.
Yeah, I'm excited. I also retired a little over a year ago, and in the last few months here, I've got a couple of part-time jobs, and between those part-time jobs, I'm working back full-time hours without being exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
And loving it. I'm loving working again.
We can't slow you down. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. I really, you know, my hope is that just people listening understand that there is an ability and there's an opportunity, and for people to take their health. I know that your story will... that testimony, like there's no testimony without the test, right? And so there's a lot of people who are going through that test that are going to use that story and see it as hope. So I appreciate you coming on and sharing.
Anytime, if just one person is going through the same thing that I'm going through, and if they just take that leap of faith, I think that they will be so thankful that they did. I am every day.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, and I will see you soon.
All right. Thank you so much.
Have a good
one. Have a good day.
So if you want to know more about how you can start with that process, Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always schedule an appointment online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, when we come back, I'm going to finish up more about the finality of my health, where I'm at now, some of the last struggles that I have gone with, but inevitably how they were conquered. Next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Videos, tips, deals, and more. Find Greenwood Family Chiropractic on Instagram. Here's Dr. Leanne. Just keep moving on. Just keep pushing ahead. Yeah, the new has come. All the old is dead. Just keep moving on. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that word in your heart. Yeah, we'll be all right. Power, power. We got that. We got that. We got that.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853, or you can always check us out online at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultations, just $25. Now, today, you know, it's so funny because people just assume I was kind of brought up in this holistic model. And honestly, I didn't. I grew up the sick kid. I was chronically on antibiotics, whether they be from ear infection, sinus infection, strep throat, bronchitis, had asthma. So I was on an albuterol inhaler, had inhalable steroids, over-the-counter allergy medications, eye drops, nasal spray, like sick kid. And so the first time I was ever really under regular chiropractic care was when I was in chiropractic school and just saw like all of these ailments just go away. You know, it was, and it wasn't one where I'm like, oh, wow, I don't have strep throat. It was like I looked back after 4 years of a doctoral program and said, holy cow, I've not taken a puff of my albuterol inhaler, haven't taken one antibiotic. But I started making some of those changes. So I shared with people I was a smoker. Not like a real, I don't know. I wouldn't, when I say like, it wasn't all the time. It wasn't every day. It was more social, but it was enough to where like, you know, you had to kind of address it a little bit more. I ate terribly. Fifth meal, Taco Bell, had high cholesterol, right? So they said, oh my goodness gracious, this runs in your family. So, hey, guess what? You're doomed. You're going to have to be on medication the rest of your life, right? All this stuff. Oh, my goodness. So we went through and said, no way, Jose. I remember the first time I made a smoothie, I started making smoothies before class. And I would eat my smoothie before I left. And by the time I would get to class, which was like a 10-minute walk, I was like, oh, you know that feeling before you pass out? Like your hands are sweaty and you're like nauseous and you're like, well, I'm either going to barf or I'm going to puke. I'm not sure which one, but this is terrible. I feel terrible. Oh, my goodness. It was kind of like that. So then I have to go down into the cafeteria and get a breakfast sandwich, which defeated the purpose of having a healthy smoothie. But it took a really long time for my blood pressure or my blood sugar to rebalance. You know, it was all blood sugar issues. So that was really eye-opening. And then too, you know, I would still, other than, I used to love bleaching everything. Like the smell of bleach on my hands just was like, mentally, I feel like I've just conquered the world. Like I could eat off the floors. And looking back, I was like, you would eat bleach. That's dumb. You know, but like in my mind, that's how you cleaned things. That's how I grew up. You bleached everything. And now knowing like, oh my goodness, like there's so many other ways to be able to disinfect something without the massive use of those chemicals. And so it's forever been a journey. You know, I made baby steps. So I was like, I did smoothies, but then I had like microwave dinner meals that were, you know, minimal calories. And I was like, that's a win. You know, and again, looking back on it, you're like, what are you doing? That stuff's full of chemicals. You're putting it in the microwave. Like, what, Leanne? But that was my step, you know, like you have to go through those steps. And so it was interesting. A lot of the kind of ailments that I experienced in chiropractic school where they were chasing, doing all of these testings, you know, turns out that I'm pretty sure a lot of it was stress. A lot of it had to do with adrenals. My cortisol was off the chart. No one told me about adrenals. No one told me how to address my cortisol, which is really interesting, you know, because now knowing what I know is a holistic, knowing more about, we do functional medicine testing in the office, looking at organic acid urinalysis, blood spot fatty acids. I'm like, oh my gosh, if I was to look at my body at that point, I'm sure it was in massive survival mode. You know, there was so much on there that was just like, oh my goodness. But I just didn't know what I didn't know, right? And so I think that's another one that allows me to see a little bit more of like, hey, here's how you address causes. Here's how you address root causes. It's cool. It's really awesome. Because I saw the transformation in my health from being, you know, I'm the person who like smells a donut and gains 14 pounds. Like that's my body, you know, but then I can literally run, you know, 20 miles, work out 5 days a week. And I gained 3 pounds still, you know, like that is my body type. It's so frustrating. It's so frustrating, but it's one that like, so for me being able to like, you know, tone up, lose weight, feel better. And I just look at how I feel on a cellular level, how I function, you know, a lot of my aches and pains I don't have anymore that I had that I was like, oh, yep, that's just me. So it really is a blessing to be able to stand by and do that, you know? So that's again, just kind of some of the stuff that we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, but it just depends on where you're at. Not everyone's going to come in and say, hey, I really want to change my nutrition. Not everyone's going to come in and say, hey, I really want to learn about microplastics and how they accumulate in my brain. You know, like it's just one that, but, and then there's other people who do, they're all in and they say, hey, I more than anything want to be healthy. And some people just say, hey, I have back pain. Help me with my back pain. Cool. I do that too. You know, like, and we'll get down to the root cause of your back pain and we'll fix that. But again, I'm not a Band-Aid. Like, we're not Band-Aids. We're a Band-Aid, quick fix, microwave, Amazon Prime. I do a lot of Amazon Prime, right? So I'm not knocking that, but like, you know, it's a quick society, instant gratification. And you look at something like, hi, your back pain is there because you have 3.5 decades of degeneration. You have a scoliosis and you're bone on bone through multiple vertebras. Hey, we can absolutely help you, but know this, it's not going to be one miracle adjustment. It's like you have one salad and you're like, how come I didn't lose weight? It's not going to be one miracle salad. It's not going to be one miracle supplement, right? It's people who really devote the time, energy, means, effort, finances to investing in their health is where they're able to see that come to fruition, right? Sometimes people have time and money for what they value. And here's where I can state very openly and very candidly, you're going to pay for your health at some point or another. Our goal is to educate you and empower you and give you the tools and resources to figure out how you can invest in prevention, invest in your health so that you keep it, so that you don't wake up one morning with that diagnosis, having that problem, irreversible, right? Like fatality, when it could have been preventable. You have to start looking. The best investment that you have is yourself. Oh, the stock market, oh, life insurance, all this stuff. No, it's yourself. Your best investment can be your health. Because when you lose your health, think about from a financial component what you spend. Right? Like, guys, you got this. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853, 317-893-2853. Or you can reach out to us online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Again, that's greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation is just $25. Thanks so much for tuning in. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.